Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Yes, indeed, you're tuned to 3 Talk on Radio Islam International on this Throwback Thursday edition, inshallah. For now, it's 2 Talk. Maulana Bam will join us shortly, inshallah. He's just following a land grab situation. Hopefully, he doesn't get land grabbed himself. And he'll join us in the studio shortly, inshallah. With me at this minute, my co-host, Maulana Ahmed Waja. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ijaz.
How are you doing today?
Alhamdulillah, doing very well. Nice, good weather, cool. There's some bit of rain as well earlier. So nice, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, yeah. To warm you up on the school day, our topics should get your mind flowing in a certain way and take you right back to your childhood. And I'm sure most people have encountered bullies along their way, some way or the other. So we want to know, have you met your childhood bully in your adult life? And were they changed, you know? Sometimes they undergo a change where maybe the situation in their lives at that time led them to becoming bullies. And as they grew up and learned it's not the right way, and they sought help and they changed. Mm. And, you know, you can let us know. It would be interesting to know if you've met your childhood bully in your adult life. And also, we asked this and we said we're going to bring it as a topic separately. So I think today we can try and squeeze both those topics in, right? So the first one you heard. Second one, if you could transport our kids, right, to our childhood era, would they manage or would they struggle? Right? We want to can give us the factors in how you think it would pan out. Our kids in our time, would they survive or not? 0727861548. And of course, on Beyond Chat, where you can win that R500. I keep saying R500 voucher, courtesy of Dawood's Megastore in Asia. And of course, you winning that prize, you give 4 ulama the prize as well. So they get that 500 voucher, courtesy of Beyond Chat, Dawood's Megastore in Asia, and Radio Islam International for the Alim's Appreciation Initiative. And all you have to do is interact on the topics we're discussing now on Beyond Chat. And it's very simple. You create your Beyond Chat profile in a minute or two, and then you search the directory for Radio Islam. Then you follow Radio Islam. It's climbing nicely now. We're sitting close to 100 followers of Radio Islam. Just 900 to go to top the ones that are first. But we'll keep going. We'll keep hunting for it. So Radio Islam, you follow Radio Islam, and then you click on Chat. Connect, you see 3 Talk, you click on 3 Talk and you connect there and send your message there quickly and easily. And that's how easy it is to be able to win a prize on this and for 4 ulama as well. So let's head straight into those messages, reading our messages out from Beyond Chat. This one from Anonymous saying, "Shh, don't say my name. Have I met my childhood bully? Yes. She's still the same. We greeted, but I'm telling you, there was still that glint in her eye. That cold, evil glint. And let me tell you something. Bullying is genetic. Because check this, right? Her one daughter bullied my niece. Her other daughter bullied my daughter. And Allah jane who her son will bully. Lustiness is hereditary. That's why, be lekker, people. Because your kids will inherit it." Interesting, Waja. So it gets passed on. Like a bully legacy continues.
Yeah, we maybe look at it and we read it, but it's actually something really concerning. Mm. The fact, I mean, if this you know, as the sister, the person says that it's something that's hereditary, it's something that is passed on from generations, and it's really concerning. It's something that then you got to work on. I mean, normally being a bully is not something that is nice, right?
Mm-mm.
But I mean, if it's something that you're going to pass on to your kids and they're going to then pass it on, then it's definitely something that you're going to have to work on, and you're going to have to want to get it out of you. I mean, you don't want your kids inheriting this type of character and this type of behavior, etc. It's, you know, now you may be doing it, but, and I mean, people do it for different reasons. Sometimes, you know, I would say, especially in meeting them now, is because a lot of the time the bullies is because they are in a certain clique, and they're in a certain group. And when they're in that certain group, they felt very secured, very protected in that certain group. So it was in school, in madrasa, and they were able to do it because they had that protection around them. Then what happens is when they grow up, that band and that group slowly disintegrates, slowly happens to break up. It's very rare that you'll find, I mean, they might still be buddies, but it's not that close. And now they don't have that support. Now they don't have those friends to stand up for them anymore. So now when you meet them, it becomes really different. Now they're much more down to earth. Now they're much more accommodating. Now they actually, you know, want to come and greet you, want to come and meet you, want to come and make conversation with you because they don't have the protection around them. So
it's probably they change.
Probably they change to some extent. Mm. But yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah, you get some that were like extra, you know, in school. Now you meet them, they're so, it's so soft hands. You want to greet.
Yeah, from a lion to a mouse.
Now let's see what some of the messages are saying. Fahima Mia saying, Assalamualaikum, alhamdulillah. Assalamualaikum to everyone on this beautiful, cool morning. Alaikum salam. Says, alhamdulillah, I was never bullied at school in madrasa, but I was teased at because I was the shortest girl. Still encounter short girl problems when I have to climb kitchen tops. And then the question two, or our topic two, the Android generation will never be able to handle our childhood because there wasn't Wi-Fi back then. I was thinking of that factor, you know. Would they survive simply for that reason? There isn't Wi-Fi. They can't play online games. They can't, you know, connect and stuff. But I don't know. I feel like they would struggle initially and then they would find their way and adapt. The humans, it's the nature of humans to adapt.
Yeah,
to
so it was like you're saying, and I think we've even spoken about this, I think, on this program during this month, you know, some examples are cited between yourself and my mom. I think there's yourself that gave the example. Well, I think I was once speaking, I think maybe my dad was with us. Maybe it was that Thursday when we did the program together, or maybe I did some program with him and just thoughts are flashing into my mind. But I remember we spoke about, you know, you might go to a certain place and there's no Wi-Fi there, then what do you do? My dad still gave an example of they went to a certain place and you had to go to a certain corner of that resort or whatever, because only on that corner there was
Wi-Fi
there, etc. But you know what happens is that people then adapt, and you know, as much as you want to be with your phone, you want to have your phone, but you can't have it, you then adapt. You say, okay, no, just put it away. Let me listen. You're going for a family function and you decide, okay, you know, and they make the announcement, all phones must be put in this basket here in the front, and you just got to do it, because now if you're busy with your phone, that guy speaking in the front, that MC is going to see you and he's going to call you out. You don't want your name called out in front of the whole family. You're going to go put it there. But then eventually you adapt and you realize, okay, now just put his phone away. And then you start listening and say, okay, now this uncle is making quite a bit of sense. And, you know, I suppose that is what happens with these kids. You know, if you had to transport them back in time, it would definitely be difficult in the start. But I suppose they'll get around it and they'll adapt and they'll get to feel what it's like playing street soccer instead of playing finger soccer.
They're saying, Assalamu alaikum. Oh no, our kids will never be able to survive if we take them back to when we were kids. My son could not operate his daddy's cell phone because it was one of the old Nokia models. Said it's not a touchscreen phone, too tedious to put in a number or type a message. So, would have been difficult. Imagine, there was a message earlier on. Let me just find it and read it. Yeah. How to frighten the new generation. Put them in a room with a rotary phone. You know that?
Right.
Yeah. An analog watch. Mm. And a TV with no remote. Then leave directions on how to use all of the above in cursive. Yeah. They would struggle with that, eh? They would definitely struggle over there. All right, this one from Zakira Bak saying, Ijaz, I made a lovely friend in December last year, and apparently she showed me a pic of this guy she knows. The pic did not look familiar at first, but when she mentioned his name, I immediately recalled who he was. He bullied me in grade 9. He was short and tiny, acted like a big gangster, and was a class clown. I was very introverted and studious. After I told her everything, my friend called him to apologize to me. He contacted me recently and is definitely a down-to-earth person and pretty matured. He used to take 2 rands from me for tuck shop, and now he jokes he will pay me back. Alhamdulillah, it was wonderful closure. Now that we are working and living the life full of challenges, we really changed from what we were in school. So that's a very rare situation where, you know, a person suffered. Because lots of time, Mawaja, those that suffered bullying in school, it had a lasting impact on them growing up. You know, so they had to deal with their trauma going out throughout their lives. It might have impacted how they, you know, in their relationships going forward as well. There's a lot of things. So, yeah, with this situation with Zakira saying that she, you know, had closure thanks to a friend who organized the whole thing, and the bullies made maaf in all of this, and now they can move on with their lives. You know, it's very rare, I think, that type of scenario. Let's see what others are saying here. This is Assalamu Alaikum. How you all doing? I wasn't really bullied. Alhamdulillah, neither was I a bully. I used to get teased for wearing glasses and spectacles, but it didn't bother me. These days, everyone wants to wear them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But on one occasion, my friends and I teased another girl and she came after me only, pushing me around. Yeah. You know, this might bring up a lot for those who are in school, primary school especially, I'm sure, if you had spectacles. Mm-hmm. Like, and then the listener is pointing out nicely here that, you know, it's like trendy to have glasses, you know. So, yeah, you can let us also know, Cheshmo Mensa, how you felt back then and if you're okay with it now. If you've gotten over it, you can let us know. We have to head for that first ad break. When we come back, we'll continue. Reminder, Throwback Thursday. Have you met your childhood bully in your adult life? And have they changed? Are they the same? And topic number 2, if you could transport our kids to our childhood era, would they manage or would they struggle? Give us examples of what you think they would struggle with on 072-786-1548 or on Beyond Chat, the app. Just download it on your Play Store, App Store, Huawei, App Gallery. Once it's cleared, just search for Radio Islam, like Radio Islam, follow Radio Islam, and then click on Departments, 3Talk. And then send your message there. We'll be back after the short break.
3 mics, 3 presenters, 1 topic. This is 3Talk on Radio Islam International.
3Talk indeed, but 2Talk for today and at the moment. And going through all of the messages coming through, this is Assalamu Alaikum. Hope you all are well. My cousin has been bullied back to high school to such an extent he had to take an overdose to end his life as he couldn't take the abuse anymore. As the principal didn't do anything about the issue. Hectic indeed. This one saying, I did poke fun of others. That's another thing I was thinking of in the ad break. If you were a bully and you've changed, yeah, make contact with us as well. We want to hear your story. When did you realize that you were on the wrong side of the fence and mended your ways? Yeah, send your message to 072-786-1548 or on Beyond Chat. Let's keep talking. So the listener saying, I did poke fun of others. I wasn't always that way. In fact, I used to get bullied. My father taught me to stand up for myself, and I took it to a whole new level of unique name calling. That was just degrading and embarrassing after my mom put me in an Islamic girls' school and I learned that name-calling and hurting someone in that manner was totally haram. I made sure I repented and read Yasin on their name, and those who are Muslim, I made dua. Allah brings them to Islam so they may enjoy the afterlife. I also found everyone either on Facebook or in person, and I apologized. I was really lucky that they didn't harbor any hatred towards me. Shukr alhamdulillah. It's not always upbringing or hereditary. Now my daughter gets bullied. I'm the one on the other end of the stick. I don't want to give advice my dad gave, but I just hug her and let it be and tell her, leave it in Allah's hands. Inshallah, this method works. Okay, so people are really getting in touch with us today in not just with messages. We've touched their feelings today, but I was hoping for, I don't know, I always look for a light-hearted outcome to everything. So I was hoping we'd get some funny stories where you knocked into your bully and they were like scared of you or something, you know. If there is that type of version, maybe you were so upset with them that you became like Hulk, you know, you went to the gym, you got big and then something like that. All right, so we'll check. I think there are many on the Beyond Chat. Let me just get through to them as well. This says, today's kids, oh wait, yo, it's a long one. People are saying bayans nowadays. Let's try and keep it. I'll try and speed through it, Waja. Says, I think our kids will never manage our childhoods, but at the same time, I think they would actually love it. Whenever I tell my little one stories about my days, she wishes that it could be that way now. But let me give you a few examples of how they won't manage. I've noticed my little one doing her homework with her bestie on a video call, discussing the assignments and showing each other the clothes they want to wear on the weekend. So they're used to being connected so easily that, gosh, let's transport them back to the 90s. The landline phone was in the lounge. You can't scan in nothing because your whole family is sitting there. And if you giggle too loud, they will all stare at you like you, like, are you done? We were busy watching TV here. This was before that extended jack. Laugh out loud and saying, today's kids have instant gratification at the touch of a screen. Ask them to sit through ad breaks that you can't skip in 5 seconds or wait a whole week for the next episode of a series. Hi, they can't. All that taught us patience, which they don't have. Very interesting, yeah.
Okay, I see there's a message on the Beyond Chat from Brother Muhammad. He says, Salam, I was bullied for a good few years during my primary school days, and I was too soft to ever confront my bully. However, when I met him a couple of years ago, during my adulthood, I made it a point to politely remind him that Allah does not forgive unless one asks for forgiveness from the one he wronged. I'm almost certain Allah is yet to forgive my childhood bully, because he's yet to ask for my forgiveness first.
Inshallah, you get closure there, Brother Muhammad. And maybe he's listening at this minute and realizes and contacts you within a short period of time and you get that closure, inshallah. This message from, just want to check if he says anonymous. No, didn't actually. Here we go. This from Brother Riyad saying, I feel like bullied or at least were unkind. I feel like bullied or at least were unkind to a few people when I was in school. What advice would you give us to make amends? How would victims like us to apologize? If you bring it up, it might open scars. If you don't, it might seem insensitive. Okay, wait. There's more to it. I read the second part first. No. It's actually right. Okay. So maybe the topic is trying to figure out for those that were, you know, bullies, how would you want them to apologize, you know?
Yes, it's important, it's interesting, the fact that he's asking that, you know, how do we go about apologizing, because that does become a bit concerning. If you go and look for the people that you bullied, and as he says, you know, it's maybe, in it just depends to what extent it was done. But I mean, I'm suggesting or just thinking that it could have been maybe that bullying was maybe a bit serious, because he's saying that it might open scars. So, you know, that might have been a bit, that bullying might have been to a bit of dangerous levels, you know, because I mean, if it's going to open scars, it might have been quite impactful, quite hurtful, etc. So, yeah, it's always the concern, you know, do I approach them? Because, you know, if I approach him, I'd say, oh, this guy, yeah, I won't forget him and what he did to me. Do you just leave it and say, okay, you know, it's in the past, leave it in the past?
No, what I don't think so.
How do you get closure?
I think you'll only heal properly when you address it and address the person and get that closure. Because forever you'll... And sometimes you can pass on that fear of bullies to your kids. You know, they could also be a bit more sheepish in how they are and they don't even know why. Meanwhile, in the epigenetics... side of things, you've passed that trauma on, you know.
Yeah, so it's sometimes a difficult thing to do, and you have these certain concerns, like the brother Riyad says here. But I think important, you know, you got to face those demons, and you just got to approach them, ask for maaf. It's not a whole long process, you know. You don't have to go give a whole long bayan. Just maybe sometimes the less said, the better. You know, just keep it your own No, go purposely remind them, please, I'm asking you for ma for that day when I did this.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to go tell them what you did. Just say ma for everything.
For all the wrongs I've...
All the wrongs.
Yeah.
Just very quickly, just try and get it done.
Yep. This one's from Yasmin Carter saying, hey, assalamu alaikum, I've met my childhood bully. She has changed, especially in size. I can now outrun her. but somehow, she is no longer that same nasty person. She has changed in a sense that she has matured and become pleasant. When I talk to her, it seems life has been her biggest bully and has humbled her. I even got an apology, although I wonder if that had something to do with the fact that I married her school bully. Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think our kids would survive. This is on question two now, right? The topic two. I don't think our kids would survive our time. Firstly, no TV, no cell phone, no tablets, no PS2. PS5, actually. As for our school and madrasa, some of our school teachers and madrasa uppers, shoo, they were a force not to be reckoned with. But the nature of today's kids, maybe those tyrants were in trouble. Laugh out loud. The same people that used to tell us that we were the worst lot they ever taught are now saying they cannot handle today's kids.
Mm.
Are they worse than us? What is it? I know the kids of today, they don't have that same filter as we had back then.
Right.
They seem to be like the old folks, zero filter. You know, you just say whatever they're listening for or whatever's on their minds. It can be problematic indeed. Right, yo. Let me get back to the... just a reminder, if you've... this should get more people to send in via the Beyond Chat. So far, a lot of the messages coming through are previous winners. So you have a chance to win today.
Mm-hmm.
A new user. Come. Take that minute and create your stuff and you can win that voucher because all of the messages coming through are old users and winners. So you're standing a greater chance today. Just giving it, bring it out there. For those that's thinking, I'm not going to win it, you can win it today. This one says, question two, definitely not. Won't know how to adjust to the aerial of the radio to catch Radio Islam International. That's funny. There's no WhatsApp groups to round up friends to play, and they won't be able to play the whole day without drinking Red Bull or Switch. Is that a thing? I thought maybe the... guys on security and need a Red Bull a day. I told you the opposite thing happens to me with Red Bull. It makes me sleep. This is Assalamu alaikum. I'm 53 years old, a mum and a nanny. I have a sister who is a bully and she's still a very big bully. I always ignored it, but in the last 7 years I've tried to put a stop to it, but nothing seems to work. Allah knows best. 53 years old.
Sure.
Allah make it easy for you and may your sister see the failure of her ways or folly of her ways.
Funny.
Yeah. And inshallah she comes right.
Inshallah.
If you're the sister listening now, come right. I mean, if the sister is 53 years old, still having to undergo all of that, that's not cool.
Mm-hmm.
The sister says, my son was sent a name of someone to go see on a samosa. He refused because he remembered the girl from school laughing at and bullying the other girls and boys at school. The cheerleader type. We told him maybe she's changed, but nope. He still refuses, saying he knew her from university and he didn't want to be ridiculed. Seems what we do as kids, even bullying, can haunt our lives in strange ways.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, he must be picturing if you go for the samosa and she's going to blast him with samosas or something. So rather not, eh? Yeah. The same salams, when my niece went to preschool, the kids didn't want to play with her because they said she's Chinese. Shukar, this year she qualifies as a doctor and still looks Chinese and has a lot of friends. Okay, cool. So it didn't have a lasting impact on her back then. And she managed to thrive in her life. Great stuff. The same salams, in the 60s, there was a guy, scary looking, and he had some girls with him that bullied us at school. If we crossed their path, they would slap us around. They used to pick on almost everyone now and again. Lunch break times were a nightmare. I used to be extremely scared when I saw them. I don't know where they are, who they were. Okay. All right. So then you don't need so much closure because you just saw them and then you don't know.
They passed through.
Yeah. They just passed through. Listen, say, Assalamu alaikum. I wasn't bullied when I was younger, just called a geek. But it never bothered me at all. Although now, I'm being bullied by my feisty 2-year-old daughter. 2-year-old going on 20. Yeah. Mavis indeed.
Talk about the terrible twos.
Yep, terrible twos indeed. They're saying, my youngest son, who is the youngest of 4 brothers, was always bullied at school. When school did nothing about it, his elder brothers taught him kick with front part of the butter school shoes and run. It worked like a bomb. Yeah, but sometimes you got to just be careful. Like with us, when our eldest Zahra was now finished school, when she was starting school, we're like, you know what, if anyone troubles you, if a boy troubles you, you just give him a smack or something, you know, don't let. And then she took it literally. And then we got called into the office. Mm. But it was cool because no one troubled her then about the schooling career. Yeah, this one here. Hey, there's a question for Grams, but yeah, we'll keep it for later on, right? They're saying, Assalamu alaikum, Jazz. Today's light is, they don't have any filters. When you tell them that, in our days, we used to walk to school. Then they reply, wasn't there Uber? Yeah, it can be like that, eh? Hey, they can say, they say kids say the darndest things. But, yep. We got to go for an ad break, inshallah. When we come back, we'll continue reading your questions. If you've, your comments, rather. If you've just tuned in and want to know what we're chatting about, we've got 2 topics for you today. Throwback Thursday. Have you met your childhood bully in your adult life? Were they changed? I'm looking for some lighthearted moments where, you know, there was a turnaround where you big and strong and they gone weak and you were like, yeah, I remember you. You know, like one of those type of things. And also, if you could transport our kids to our childhood era, would they manage or would they struggle? Get those messages through on the Beyond chat quickly and on the WhatsApp as well. And we'll meet you on the other side of this.
3 mics, 3 presenters, 1 topic. This is 3 Talk on Radio Islam International.
So ironic that I made the promo today with 3 Talk, 3 mics and all of that so nicely. And there's 2 of us here today. But Baum is following a land grab situation, so we had to let him go for today. But the messages continue to fly in and keep them coming. And reminder that you have a chance to win that 500 voucher simply by sending a Beyond Chat message to 3 Talk. You just have to search for Radio Islam, follow, and then click on chat, connect, 3 Talk, and send your message there. As Tasmia Patel has said, I've not met my childhood bully, but I have met those who have bullied my kids. Yes, all 3 of them. And I can tell you, I have nipped it in the bud because I didn't feel comfortable telling my parents and knew what it felt like. On the second topic, first we will all have to make sure we're transporting them to our era in a smart car with a smartphone and very smart clothes. And the invite has to be some smart creation too, because let's face it, we didn't make such smart choices with limiting them on all them smart things. So everything has to be smart for them to come along on this journey. Yeah, we forgot about that part. Would they agree? Let's say we're taking you to our past, back to the future. No, other way around. We're taking you to our past. Do you guys want to come? No, it's fine. We'll just stay here. That's another thing. You know, we used to be out and about playing cricket, soccer, whatever, until we get called in. And they prefer to be indoors. That's another big difference our days and nowadays. Yeah, let's carry on reading the messages here. It says, yeah, Assalamu alaikum. If you think being bullied at school was bad, then spare some compassion for long-suffering wives bullied by their husbands. Oh my. And that's also, it could also be the other way around, you know. But yeah, for those, all those suffering from that type of bullying, may Allah make it easy for you and may your partner see the wrong in their ways and change their ways. Inshallah. Ameen.
On Beyond Chat, Anastasia says, Salams, I don't think the younger generation would survive if they were transported to the old times, as they would struggle. They can't go without Wi-Fi, nor know how to make a fire. They even get away with catching a hiding. Back in the day, we used to get hiding for everything, and not just from our parents, but neighbors too. Enough at long.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
Anybody had permission?
Yeah, it's like...
You went to the masjid. Anybody had permission.
And they'll say, parent will say, no, you don't even have to ask. If you see them out of hand, give them ID on my behalf. Don't worry, don't worry. Then the uncle's like, yeah, don't worry, I'm gonna. Yeah, they're saying, my school teacher used to victimize me. So after many years at a function, had the courage to go and greet her. Strange that she appeared sheepish and surprised that I greeted her. Okay, so maybe she recognized you and thought you were going to come and, yeah, you know, bring it up or something. You should have. I would have. But it's okay. They're saying, Salams, my brother used to bully me to carry his bag in high school. But I had a temper. So at home, he was at my mercy. Now, he's my dentist. But reminds me when I'm in the chair. Yeah, this is Salams. My mom met her childhood bully after 65 years, and the sparks still fly between them. Sure. It seems the roles are the same also. It was funny, but also very sad, hearing the hurt in her voice unresolved from 65 to 70 years ago. And the other ma was same, laughing at and mocking, not thinking of it. And they're both in their 80s. Bullying. Oh, just stops there, bullying. Okay, yeah, so they're both in their 80s and it's still going on. Yep. Oh, that's everyone. They're saying, Anonymous, my two sons were bullied at school. Elder son, I went to the school to sort it out and was sorted out same time by the teachers. Second son, I intervened a bit late because I came to know a bit late. But the same bully is his friend today. My daughter never told me she was being bullied by a boy since grade one. She's the youngest in the house. And in grade two, she lifted the boy who bullied her and threw him down a few stairs.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure he didn't trouble after that. Oh, yeah. They're saying, safe to say, he or anyone else in the school never troubled her again. Tops. After that, she was looked up to by all the girls in the primary school. Because she's always held her own and stood up for her friends who got bullied. It's very important for parents to speak to their kids and pick up when they feel something is wrong. 9 out of 10 times, it's got to do with bullying at school or madrasa. 100%.
Definitely.
You can see it. You'll notice in their marks, their school marks and the marks on their body, you know. So, yeah. Keep an eye on that, dear listeners. Roger, there's many more messages on the Beyond Chat.
Yeah, there is messages here. Let's read this one out. The walking one. You spoke about the walking one, Charles. My kids won't manage walking long distances to school and madrasa. This is the chauffeured generation. The preferred chauffeured generation. Yes, for safety reasons, we don't let them walk. But the way they die after school in the heat and the rosa, imagine if they had to walk.
Yeah.
Okay, so that message is actually Sister Shamima. And then she further says, every time my kids sit in my car, they are transported to the 90s. I have an old Conquest with wind-up windows, CD player, and no USB port of car charger. I have a mini cassette hanging from my mirror, and they are baffled as to how cassettes worked.
Yeah. Nice one. Shamima is in real typing mood today. Lots of interactions, and we appreciate it very much. They're saying, in the first year of high school, a boy used to tease me and called me a Durbanite. One day I got tired of being teased and laughed at, and I gave him a good clap in front of everyone and never got teased or bullied again. This was in the 80s. I see him when I go shopping. Don't know if he remembers getting a clap from a girl. Right. Hey, you know what I'm enjoying about today's show? It's like we're giving closure to a lot of people. And that's great as well. All right, someone's saying they're coming to Lens. Is the K43 road clear? I have no idea.
No idea, yeah. That was yesterday with the transit.
Yeah, maybe you're seeing an old message. Not too sure.
Today it should have been okay. Today they didn't go for the tractor. They went for the ATM.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's just a joke if you think about it. It says, I once had a stupid petty fight with a girl in high school and ended up making her cry after school. Today, we celebrate 28 years of friendship and we're close like sisters. Alhamdulillah. Well, there's a nice story with a nice ending. This says, my daughter used to be bullied by the boys in madrasa as she was small in stature. I scolded them and threatened to tell their ustad. They stopped, alhamdulillah, but now those same boys are alims. So when you said you're going to tell the ustad, they said, we'll become the ustad. Right? Saying, Mulano, this one, Mulano was such a bully, used to only pick on certain of us. Today, we see his adult kids in such difficult situation. Okay. They're saying, Assalamu alaikum. After leaving school, I met the girl who used to bully me and made my school life miserable. She came to me and hugged me. I was shocked. Sure. A friend of mine picked up the boy who bullied her and shoved him into a dustbin. Nobody bullied her ever. That sounds similar to that other story. Yeah. See your friend. This one from Sister Tahira. Saying, how are you doing, brothers? Alhamdulillah, we're fine. Said, I was bullied by one boy who used to trouble me so much. I couldn't do anything. I didn't want to go to school. After I left school, I'd seen him, but shukr, alhamdulillah, I had birda, so he didn't know it was me. Okay, cool. Hmm. More messages on the Beyond Chat, Wager?
Nope, there's nothing.
Did you read Mohammed Mansour's one? The teacher gave my son a zero for his maths test because he answered the question in a way she did not understand. The answer was correct, but a few weeks later, she was coming to him for preparing her class lessons.
Sure.
So she learned her lesson. Excuse the pun. Yeah, and the student became the teacher.
Yeah.
Literally in this case. Okay. And let's see here. Yeah, there are some. There are a whole host have come through now on the Beyond Chat. Keep them coming through. Stand their chance. We're going to wait till. Oh, we have to end at 54 today with the advertisements. So we'll try and get done by then. We'll get a grumpy question through here. Waja, you can just see, I think a few. There's one from a Nazreen and there's another here somewhere. Okay, you find the Nazreen once along. Let me find it for you. Omaf, it's from Anissa. Yeah, so that's a simple one, and we'll try and find the other one later.
Life lessons with Grumpy Cha-Cha.
That's why I say I'll be okay, okay.
Grumpy Chacha, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing well. What's happening? I'm hearing all the sad cases here, you know. I wish I could take your tripod, what's it called? iPod, what? I'll go through that list. All the people who've been bullied, we all jump in my car and we go short out all the bullies here because, you know, it's not right.
Yeah, it's not right. It's not right. But Grumpy Chacha, speaking about bullying, right? What about yourself? Were you ever bullied?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, was I a bully?
No, where are you going to be a bully? Such a good uncle like you can't be a bully.
Exactly. You just answered your own question, right? Right, so can you picture from when I was a lighty, I had that Smith & Wesson, I had one. But that time is a pellet gun version, right? But from when I was a lighty, you want to try your luck with me? Good luck to you. That's all I can say. From growing up in the mountains of Stanger, it was a very, very challenging at times, you know.
Mm.
Walking down the street and I was like, hey, what are you looking at? And I was like, I'm looking at your ugly face. What are you going to do about it, eh? And then the guy would cry and walk away. So I had a way with words. I had a way with my hands as well. But with words, I would destroy them to their basic way of being. That they would never even try and walk on the same side of the street as me. So what I would say is, you know, I heard earlier on in the show, one listener was saying that they started to, you know, give back, you know, roasting and what. But then they turned, that's the danger. Then you might turn into the you know, the bully yourself. You're trying to fight fire with fire, you get burnt, you know. So what I would say is, if you're being bullied, speak to someone. It's very important that you talk to someone and, you know, get to the bottom of it. But try and address it with the person and ask him, what's wrong? What's happening at home? I know something is not lacquer there. So you just lashing out on me. That's why most of the bullies, something is not lacquer at home. You know. So the only way they can find some peace is by taking the peace away from others that they look at in school. Oh, this one so nice. His mother and father is all happy-go-lucky. And mine, time is blacksoming me and talking not nice to my mother. Things like this, then they come to school and they lash out. You don't know. Only later on you hear the story, you know. This guy, parents not having the best of relationships. That's most of the time you find the bullies, they are lashing out for something that is happening. So rather address it with them. You could even become their friend. If you find out, maybe they would, you know, tell you what's happening in your life and they might cry, shed a tear or two. Yeah. And, you know, you'll never know that you might change this person's life. But if all else fails, a double backhand on both sides of the face never harmed anyone besides a bully, of course. And keep a smitten vessel, shine it up. So when you walk, the, you know, the shine emanating from it must shine in their eyes. They'll never come near you and trouble you. Right, right. I have to go now. Right, Nalika.
All right. So that was the advice from Grumpy Chacha with regards to being bullied. We need to choose the winners.
Yeah. You can do Bomb's job and choose one. All right, Waja
okay,
is found.
So let's look for, let's see. Okay, so we've got a winner for today. The Beyond Chat winner for today, Brother Jazz, is
me?
Sister Tasmia Patel.
Yes.
Sister Tasmia Patel.
Tasmia Patel, congratulations.
Today. Interesting messages that she sent us.
Zaklah Khair, and just as simple as that, you send a message through and now Tasmia is a winner of a 500 voucher courtesy of Dawood's Megastore in Lanesia. And of course, with Alim's Appreciation Initiative brought to you by Radio Islam, Dawood's Megastore and Beyond Chat. Four Alims will get the very same 500 voucher courtesy of Dawood's Megastore in Asia, and they can claim it at the store. And remember, it's valid for a month from now. So if you want today, a month you have to redeem that voucher. And yeah, we were speaking to Dawood's people. They said, hey, tell them they can come and get their stuff now. You know, the winners. Thus far, one or two winners have claimed their prize.
Okay.
So, yeah, make sure if you are a winner, get to Dawood Megastore in Asia.
Right, and then the Total Energies winner for today, the person that, well, we just did, you know, flicking up, flicking down on the screen. And the winner for today is Sister Anissa. Sister Anissa, the winner for today.
Congratulations.
That is, you say, about the Dawood's Megastore competition, it's just ours as well, the Total Energies one. Those vouchers are ready as well. So, in fact, we sent out quite a few messages this morning to the winners. And, yeah, those vouchers are here. You can come collect it at your leisure.
All righty then. We're going to leave it there for today. We'll be back, inshallah, on Monday for another edition of 3 Talk from Maulana Ahmed Waja and myself, Ijaz, for today. It's Assalamu alaikum.
Wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh.